As the tiny caravan of ancient astrologers and wise oracles snakes its way east through the uncharted desert sands, the evening crowds in this tiny hamlet of Bethlehem grow larger. People are pouring back into town to register their names according to Caesar's decree. A young weary couple enter the gates of the village. They are expecting their first child. And from her silhouette in the dark, you can tell they're expecting it at any moment. You can see the agony, the anguish, and the tears on this young mother's face. You see, too, the panic on the father's face. He must find a place for her to rest, a place for her to lie down quickly. The details of Mary and Joseph's conversation that fateful night are lost in time, but we can imagine them responding to a divine revelation that God had given them, that they will have a son named Jesus, and he will be called the Son of God, the Most High, a king that will rule the people of Israel forever in a kingdom that will never end. What do you imagine they felt? A sense of awe? Wonder? Perhaps fear? Humility? And joy? Maybe all of those. Well, this meditation from Luke chapter 2 will follow Mary and Joseph on their passage that evening, a passage that opened up earth to heaven and changed the world forever. So to begin, allow your eyes to move from open into a soft gaze to closed. As you receive these next 15 minutes of meditation as a gift, an offering to encounter God through the story of Mary, Joseph, and their holy child. Begin to take note of your pulse slowing and your breathing becoming more relaxed as you begin to encounter God at loving rest within you. Center on this place of hope, this time of salvation, in this present moment with God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 40, and as I lead us, respond simply, Heavenly Father, reveal your Son to me. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And Heavenly Father, please reveal your Son to me. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And Heavenly Father, reveal your Son to me. And the glory of the Lord shall then be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Heavenly Father, reveal your Son to me. Continue to breathe, ponder, and reflect on this divine revelation, this night that will quite literally change how you define time. Rest here as you whisper, Heavenly Father, reveal your Son to me. Continue in silence as you become aware of and reflect upon this revelation of God. How are you aware of the presence of Christ right now around you? With your eyes still closed, what do you hear? What do you feel? And what do you experience of God around you? Take several moments to note what in your present environment reminds you of the revealed presence of Christ. Avoid words. Just examine your emotions and your senses in this time of reflection as you imagine the revealed presence of Christ. Are you aware of any drifting thoughts pulling you away from the revealed presence of Jesus? Well, don't dwell on them. They aren't of God. But rather, allow your mind to center on the gift of being present with Christ. Center on the blessing of being present in the presence of the Messiah, mindful of being able to even whisper the very name of God. Center too on your breathing. Each peaceful, deep, full belly breath filling you with expectation and hope. Distracting thoughts of doubt or depravity or unworthiness may float by. Don't fight them, but rather let them drift up and away with no attention given to them. Rather, center on thoughts of seeing Christ, thoughts of encountering God. Take several moments now, practicing letting your mind return from doubt to divine expectancy, from questioning to centering now on faith. Listen carefully to this letter written by Luke as you rest in the presence of your Lord and the Savior of the world. Savor each word for you through the Holy Spirit. From Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, from the English Standard Version. The story begins in those days when a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. What emotions were stirred within you? Did you hear something familiar or experience something new? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and contemplate the birth of Christ. Let this be your reflection for this next minute. The story continues so that while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. The silence that night had been broken by a cry. Imagine seeing it. The cry of the one that had come to save the world. With tears in your eyes, imagine turning slowly to see Mary giving birth to her firstborn son and wrapping him in swaddling clothes. Just rest here in the hope of that cry. A cry of hope. A cry of salvation. Rest here with this child. Let the child be your contemplation. Stay here in this present moment, centering on the gift of your Heavenly Father revealing His Son to you. Become more aware and humbled as you ponder the child. Imagine what His life will be like ahead of Him. Savior of the world. Savior of you. Be mindful, too, of others you meet along the way, searching for the child. How can you invite them to walk with you to discover the Christ? How? To who, when, and where. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, watch with great expectation for moments to discover Jesus, to see Him in all of His glory, to intentionally seek and find the one who will bring you to encounter the face of God. So let me pray this closing benediction over you to accept that to you a child is born, to you a son is given. And may the birth of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the divine encounter with your Heavenly Father be that which sustains you now and always. Amen.